John Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Holly Magalango, local mom, who I think is a mom like me, who would certainly fight for her daughter, and Solomon Radner, her great attorney, who is helping her, assisting her with the legal side of this. So I want to welcome you both in. Thank you so much for joining the Dawn Show this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I'll start with you, Holly, just from the piece, and I hope that you could hear what I was saying as I was introducing the case. I've been covering and following your story. And, you know, I just want to know, first of all, I know you were in court, and I covered what happened in court with Judge Wendy Beadlestone, who's a judge I've covered a lot. I've covered all of that. But I want to ask you, how are you doing? How are you doing? How's your daughter doing? How's your family doing?
Well, right now, yesterday was disappointing. And in breaking it down with my daughter and in discussing it with her, it's a letdown. It lets us both feel unprotected. I have four daughters. She's the second oldest. And any day, no matter how much she's training, and right now spring track's about to begin, so she's in geared up for the spring. She PR'd in her meet of champs in the winter track season. All this, like you said, with your children, the unending work that they try so hard every day to achieve more and to keep getting better. And to keep winning. And this is completely a move towards blocking her from winning while they allow males to compete. And whether it is a specific male from Plymouth White Marsh or any other one, tomorrow a new boy could decide to race against them. Mm-hmm. So I truly feel, and my daughter truly feels, that her civil rights are being stepped on for someone else who's gaining against them.
And I'll talk to your attorney, Solomon Radner, about the legal side of this. But I do want to ask you something as a mom, because when I read through what was said, the back and forth, the transcript, there was a moment where I know that the judge had said something to the effect of, well, there's really no harm. And that struck me as a parent for, because I thought, wow. And for me, having had run track in my life, to come in first in the race, to be the girl who comes in first, but then to be told that you come in second because you're running against a biological male, I just wanted to give you the opportunity, Holly, to ask you about that. To me, there's some emotional distress that certainly to me is pretty obvious.
Yeah, that to say there's no emotional distress is 100% inaccurate. There is absolutely no way, as an athlete, as a competitor, you go in to win. And you go in to train, be your very best, and at the end of the day, to win. Whether you're on a team sport or whether you're on a track, it's still a team sport. You're there to win. So I said before, like, I raised my daughters to be super resilient, very tough. I could count really only on a few times that they've ever cried. And that day when that happened, my daughter called me so distressed, so upset. And it was because she gave it her all. And I think the realization came that, you know what, you can give it your all, but right now there's nothing stopping a male competitor to come in. And biologically, they have an advantage.
Of course.
You know, you're not allowed to use performance-enhancing drugs in sports. This isn't that much different because they have an upper edge. So it's very inaccurate. And I'll tell you what, this is wearing. It's wearing on my daughter, but also because she knows she's not the only woman fighting this battle right now. She wants to go ahead.
Right.
And I think we all do, because the only way for things to be fixed is to have their rights given back.
So I want to bring in your great attorney, Solomon Radner, who's joining us as well. Can you take me through, as far as I know, that the judge at this week here in Philadelphia in a federal courtroom, can you tell us what happened in the courtroom as far as where we're left off at this point? Because you're arguing before a court initially that there should be some kind of a restraining order Is that correct, Solomon? And then the judge basically said, no, no, there's, you know, there's not going to be a restraining order. So it was a defeat this week in court.
That's largely correct. And before we get into the legalities of things, I'd really like to just commend Holly and her daughter and her family for having the courage and the strength to stand up for what's obviously right. You know, they kind of remind me of the little child pointing out that the emperor has no clothes. And we're just kind of waiting for society to kind of look around and saying, holy cow, you're right. The emperor has no clothes. Boys and girls are different. The level of absurdity is frankly astonishing. And what we were trying to do in court is we were trying to argue based simply on the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, which says that girls are supposed to have the same rights as boys, and that's just the way it's supposed to be. The fact that girls are being forced to compete against biological boys is no different than imagine if you have a 12-year-old who shows up to a race and is told that they have to compete against a bunch of 18-year-olds who identify as 12-year-olds. The level of unfairness and absurdity is ridiculous. But putting that aside, in my opinion, this is a blatant violation of the constitutional rights of all these girls and all these women all over the country who are being forced to compete at a ridiculously unfair ridiculously unfair playing field.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens now as far as this goes? And just, you know, I'm thinking about, for example, not far from here, we have at UPenn that lost, you know, we have a lot of lawsuits across the country. Number one, lawsuits where there are females who have been hurt or fear being hurt physically. There are other lawsuits. The one at UPenn, for example, what they're saying is part of their suit is to say that those races involving Leah Thomas, they would have an Astra, or that the girls would be recognized as winning those races. So where are you right now as far as reconfiguring things? And obviously, you know, in light of the fact that there's a new day in America. One of the things I asked while interviewing Donald Trump while he was on the campaign trail, and this was what, last spring or summer, was about this very issue. And because I had been to all of these different meetings in the community and I knew what a huge issue this very issue was, he said, as he has done now, he vowed, he promised he would sign the executive order. He would make sure that girls and women are protected in sports, in locker rooms, restrooms, etc. So where does this go now, especially in light of that executive order?
So that's very interesting. From a legal standpoint, there's obviously certain things that the president is able to do. President Trump is doing those things. For example, threatening to take away any and all federal funding from any school that allows biological males to compete against biological females is definitely a start, but that doesn't force them to correct the issue. The only thing, in my opinion, that force these schools to do what's right and to restrict biological female sports only to biological females is either a change of the law, which means Congress has to act, and the likelihood of Congress doing anything mature or appropriate is obviously, you know, a crapshoot, or otherwise we need a court order. And sadly, judges historically are historically timid in taking bold steps. If you look at the case law, for example, discussing slavery, which, of course, in hindsight, we could look back and say, how could any said that was okay? Mm-hmm. And yet there's a long line of Supreme Court cases, both statewide and federally, saying that slavery is just fine and there's nothing wrong with human beings owning other human beings and that doesn't violate the slave's constitutional rights. I kind of feel like we're in the same space right now, but short of either legislation or a Supreme Court order, if a school district wants to keep doing this, they're going to keep doing this. And it's a sad day, frankly. It's a sad time in America.
And so have you reached out as far as to the White House to see if there's any pressure that they could put on our local school districts as far as those federal funds, or is there any other remedy that you seek?
I haven't done that. What I'm doing is I'm filing this lawsuit. if there are other female athletes who are being discriminated against in similar ways, obviously I'd be happy to file a lawsuit for them as well. But for where we are right now, all I can do is continue to litigate this case. I don't really want to bore you or your listeners with the procedural, you know, what happens in civil litigation. But suffice it to say, this could be a long battle. We tried to get an injunction. It didn't work. And at this point, we're just ready for federal civil rights litigation. This is what we do. I do this all over the country.
Okay, so that continues. And just to bring Holly back in, Holly Megalengo, I just wonder for you, as far as your daughter, is she getting any backlash or bullied because of this, or is she being supported?
Surprisingly, we are being supported. It's across the board. You know, there's been a few people here and there that, you know, said something, but the vast majority of people are very supportive right now. People that are catching wind of the story are reaching out and saying, how can we help? What can we do? And even other athletes on her team have reached out and said, we fully support you. The big question, I guess, lies, you know, the very first meet that Quakertown has of the season is it's a tri meet. Mm-hmm. And one of the schools that'll be there will be Plymouth White Marsh. And you know, mm-hmm. here we are again. And without that restraining order, all these girls will be forced to compete against him again. And until, like Solomon said, until things change, it's very disheartening for these girls. Yeah. But it surprises me that the courts ruled this way, knowing that, you know, almost 80% of Americans support protecting girls' sports. So I'm shocked.
Yeah, I unfortunately, I'm not shocked. I mean, I've covered this judge, if you look at the history of this judge. But in particular, if we look at this issue, and even the way it's being reported, right, that it's bizarre to me that nobody's saying, well, what about the girls? What about the young women? I've gotten to know people like Riley Gaines. This really reminds me of Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon. I've reached out to them just because this is kind of like what they went through in their situations. And Paula Scanlon locally going to UPenn, having to change in front of, you know, a very, you know, 6'3" guy in a locker room, and Riley Gaines competing against that individual. There are a lot of similarities in the story. And so I know that it seems shocking, but I'm actually not surprised at this point. So I think we have to get the story out and let people know. And it's not about a ban or being mean or bullying a small percentage of others. It, to me personally, it's very obvious that we need to respect and protect our girls and women. It's really simple. So, you know, I guess I'm just wondering, are you alone in this lawsuit? Are there others, Holly, who are now joining in with you? As far as, because now we're, you know, progressing in the season.
As far as I know, we are alone in this lawsuit. I don't know if there are others. I seem to think I remember seeing another lawsuit against Plymouth White Marsh. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the details of that.
Okay. What do you want us to know? How can we support you? We have a great community here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, but we want to support you. And how do we do that? And what do you want us to know moving forward?
First of all, I appreciate you having us, because sure. I think getting the word out and actually having the media cover this is so important. And, you know, if we had gone back and, you know, like, if I can't imagine having to tell my grandmother this story. I think, you know, if she was still alive, she would be like, no, women have rights. We earned our rights back. So just keeping this in the news is really important. So I appreciate that. And just every day, you know, keep reminding all those women athletes out there that, you know what, you are the true winner. You know, even mm-hmm. if a boy crosses that line ahead of you in women's sports, the true women are the winners.
Amen.
I agree with Holly completely. And, you know, just so we're very clear about this, I'm not asking anybody to discriminate against transgender people.
No.
I'm not saying that they should be discriminated against. I'm saying every single human being who wants to compete should have equal access to fair races against people of their own biological genders, period. That's it.
Yeah.
And yes, sunlight is an excellent disinfectant. Keep talking about it. Keep making sure people are aware of this. I think that a lot of people kind of think of these issues in the abstract, and they don't realize how much it actually affects real people in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see, for example, girls getting their heads cracked open, whether it's in a boxing ring or a volleyball court, it's absurd. The level of absurdity has reached astonishing levels.
Yeah.
And it's got to stop. It will eventually stop, and this will be looked back upon as a dark time in American history.
Yeah.
When we just collectively lost our minds.
Yeah. Now, Solomon, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Holly, I just wonder if you, I just want to give you the opportunity as a mom, and you've talked about how emotionally difficult this has been and shocking it has been for you, not only yourself, your daughter, your other daughters, your family. But do you have a message or a plea to any of our elected officials, whether they're local, statewide, President Trump, or leadership? Do you have a message for them or a request?
I do. I'm very disappointed that, you know, Congress did not pass the act this past week. I ask every one of our elected officials out there to just dig deep and realize protect our daughters, put it back in place, give them their safe space back for athletics and everything. They are women. And also, again, this is not about any type of hate towards any transgenders.
Right.
They can still compete. They still have the option of competing on a level playing field. Our girls do not. So please get this passed through Congress. Let's do what we need to. And yes, stop the funding to the schools that are doing this.
Well, I want to keep on top of the story. I want to keep this alive, as you've said, shine a light on it. But Solomon and Holly, thank you so much for sharing your story. We're with you. We have a great community. And, you know, when I said you're alone, you're certainly not alone. You have you have a ton of support. What I meant by that was, because I've got family and friends, they're, you know, DMing me and text me, and our listeners and viewers on YouTube, and they're saying, tell Holly and tell her daughter you're not alone, of course. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.